If you're the type of person who wants data, not assumptions, Prenuvo's whole body scan gives you a deep understanding of your health. Screen for over 500 conditions, including many cancers, autoimmune disorders, neurodegenerative diseases, and more. Add blood panels to test over 80 biomarkers, and you've got information about your body you may never have had before. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
Sometimes it feels like the news is full of things that have never happened before, and that is not exactly true. In fact, it may have happened this very week, hundreds or thousands of years ago. I'm Sally Helm, host of the podcast History This Week from the History Channel. Trade embargoes? Thomas Jefferson tried them. Rent too high? We've been arguing about that for a while. Each episode is proof. The past isn't that far away. Listen to History This Week, available now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Scotty K Show.
So you're about to meet somebody that I think everybody in my life wish they had one of you guys in our life for what we do. But let's go talk about what we've been talking about all week, man. We have this really cool thing that we planned for on Saturday. If you're someone that's a business owner or you're an entrepreneur or you're a leader in whatever it is you do, we created something called the Level Up Labs, which is going to be a four-hour event this Saturday at Brick and Mortar in Glen Ellen. 10 to 2, and we have some really specific ways that you can get in, and we've reserved some spots for you. But if you're not familiar with Brick and Mortar, first of all, they're amazing people that have created amazing workspaces for anybody that maybe works from home or has a business or needs just to get out of the house or needs a place to have an office where you can rent long-term, short-term, whatever the case may be. But they're these amazing spaces. And so I partnered with them to create an event where we're going to bring these incredible local experts in business and growth to help you level up how you work in the new year. But the reason you need these people in your life for anything you do is because you're experts in social media. And this is the world we live in right now. And we have Shalane and Nicole from Be Social, not just B, but BEE, right? Like buzzing, be social.
Like correct? Action. Like you get out there and be is the action.
I kind of want to know where you guys started and how Be Social, you decide, hey, this is a business we can have and grow at the same time.
Yeah. So Be Social started as an idea in 2008 and 2009. I was working in corporate and the market crashed and I had a mortgage in South Texas. So I was scared to death. So I started going to social media to try to find where my decision makers, like what they were doing, what they were into, and I couldn't find it. So fast forward to 2017, I started it as a side hustle because I knew small businesses, no matter what they did, they needed the expertise and they needed someone on their team to take this off their plate. I was watching small business owners spend 3 hours making a post trying to edit and it still looked like a 12-year-old did it. And so I was like, how do we fix this?
Is she talking about me? Is that?
And then on the flip side, the big ad agencies, you know, a small business can't spend $5,000-$6,000 a month. So no one was targeting this. So it started as a side hustle. 6 months later, had enough clients and enough courage, left corporate and took off and went to Brick and Mortar and started my little company.
It's so important nowadays just to be visual. There's so much noise out there and to cut through that is almost impossible. And if you are running a small business, where do you find time to also do be your social media at the same time? And I even feel like I'm pretty good at it, and I still have trouble doing it all the time. So, but there's also a lot of mistakes I would say people make too at small businesses. And either one of you, Shalane or Nicole, is there anything that you see right off the bat when a small business is creating their own social media? You know, something that you're like, okay, usually this is the mistake that's being made right off the bat. What, you know, what is one of those things?
Absolutely. One of the ones that we see often is that constant chasing of trends and trying to keep yourself current when you're really just moving further away from your brand and what you're all about. So I think we get in our heads about that and we just try to chase something that's not true to us.
Yeah, there's so many businesses too that, I mean, one post could change your whole life, can change your whole business. But also that post can make you be known for something that you don't want to be known for at the same time, right? Is that what you mean?
Yes.
There's a lot of small business owners, talk to them all the time and about it's just it's a third job, second, third, and fourth job to do social media. And that's something that, how do you guys take it off their plate? What's your process for that?
Yeah. So one of the things that we do when we first meet with a client, we sit down and we want to know what is their vibe? What kind of music do they listen to? What their kids' names are, their dogs, things like that. And really what their passions are, because I feel that social media, no matter what your business is, people are there to make a connection. And so our job is to storytell for your business, for your personality, whether you're a realtor, a chiropractor, it doesn't matter. No one cares what you sell until they start to know that personality. So we start working on that, extract that, and then get to know them. And then it just gets better as it goes along. But I like to describe social media as we're the air coverage. We're not going to make your business successful. We're not going to crash the business, but you need that air coverage because it really is the necessary evil these days.
Yeah.
And as a business owner, you just decide, do I want to spend 0 minutes on it a day or do I want to spend 90 minutes on it a day? And some business owners are absolutely passionate about social. And if they are, I'm like, then do it. If that brings you joy and you have time, do it, own it. But there's not a lot that are out there.
That's exactly why we put together the Level Up Labs on Saturday too, so that people can come and talk to you guys. Maybe you are just starting a small business, or maybe you are a content creator and that is your business. I'm sure you've worked with people like that as well, right?
Absolutely. Okay. We love to do trainings, and we even train small business owners. If they're passionate about it, we'll train them on how to make it look sharper and professional.
If you are a business owner, or you just are a leader, maybe you're just work for somebody that you are also expected to do some social media. You can get some help with that too. Or maybe you're expected to do social media, but you want to tell your boss that, you know, maybe somebody else should be doing this that's better at it. Be Social can help you, and they will be at the Level Up Labs in Glen Ellen. We'll all be there hanging out for 4 hours, 10 to 2 on Saturday, the 24th. And like I've told you all week, there's 50 reserve spots. So if you want to grab that spot, just grab it right now. Text Level Up to 312-946-4995. And I'll send the link right to your phone so you have it there, and you can go ahead and sign up for your spot. So text Level Up to 312-946-4995. And just, if you go on my social media, Shalane and Nicole, don't judge me, okay?
Promise.
All right. Thank you. Text Level Up to 312-946-4995. And I'll see you in Glen Ellen on Saturday.
What you're listening to presumably doesn't suck, so neither should your sound system. Sonos lets you listen seamlessly from room to room. Same great sound, expertly tuned, astonishingly clear. It's not magic, but it's not not magic.